according to your riches, I have but to ask, and I shall receive. To go from here and share this love you gave to me, to show someone who's lost and help them find their way, the way to truth. I'll be reading from the scripture, Isaiah 14, 12 through 15. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation, on the farthest sides of the north. I will be like the Most High. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit.
And then I flip over to Matthew 28, verses 11 through 18. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and shewed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, he will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted him. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen.
To Dr. Nathan and the Nathan family, amen. And to Gil Tage. Amen. both pastor and people. You have been more than kind, and I thank you. I thank you for this privilege and this opportunity. Thank you to the pastor. Move it this way. Chloe and Kenya, I need help. And my daughters are here. Amen. To help me. And I appreciate their kindness. Kenya, your arm gone. Get that stand. Thank you for this kindness. And Chloe and Kendia, thank you. You all know I need you. I'm on my way to Atlanta to say a word, if I can, in my brother's church. I want you to turn to Matthew 28. Chloe read it. Kendia read Isaiah 14, which has a bunch of eyes that the devil said in heaven, I will set myself above the stars, the throne of God, the stars, I'll do this. I'll do that, I'll do the other. You look at it. Everything he said was a lie. There are 155 different verses that said, that talked about liars. All I can tell you is, don't lie. Old people used to say, if you lie, you're what? And if you steal, some of them say you'll kill. But that's down the alley. I want to talk about, real briefly, if I can, the second biggest lie ever told. First of all, the Bible is not Jesus. The Bible is a map that you use to navigate through life. There's a difference between the written word and the living word. The Bible, for those who love to see, is hard to understand. Let me simplify it for you. Because Reverend Nathan, Dr. Nathan and me wants you to know what it says. To be confused means we are stupid. The Bible is a map, mm-hmm, to help you navigate through life. And sometimes life gets in the way. So the Bible is a Jesus book. I don't care if you're talking about Jonah. Jesus said, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale, or in the fish, 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the belly of the heart of the bowels, I'm thinking different versions now, of the earth. But behold, a greater than Jonah is here. It's a Jesus book. I don't care if you are talking about Solomon. The Bible says he was the wisest man that ever lived. Jesus said, a greater than Solomon is here. I don't care if you're talking about Moses. Jesus said, before Moses was, I am. Moses, Jesus said, wrote of me. That's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So, our setting is in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the only place on the planet where people stand in lines, starting at the tomb of Christ. They stand in line for blocks and blocks. They stand in line to see nothing. It's the only place on the planet where people stand in line to see nothing. As a prisoner in the praetorium or in Pilate's court, Jesus stood before Pilate, and Pilate asked Jesus a question. He said, what is truth? Jesus didn't say a word at that point, but earlier he had told his own disciples, talking also to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. By the way, ain't one thing that pleases God. One. You name all you want, ain't but one. And that he insists on being believed. Without faith, faith is a noun, believe is a verb. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that goeth unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So not only must we believe, but have expectation. And that he is a rewarder. That means you're looking for something. So people that come out and say, I don't understand why people do all this for something. I work for God for nothing. Then expect something. Because you must believe that he is a rewarder that diligently seek him. Believe and then expect. Pilate said, take him away. So the soldiers mocked him. They beat him. They brutalized him. They dehumanized him. They called him a Beelzebub. They beat him, they beat him, they beat him. And then Pilate said, scourge him. So they took him out to the block and they beat him some more. And they beat him, and they beat him, and they beat him. Until Isaiah just said, who hath believed our report? Yeah. And to whom shall the Lord be revealed? For he shall go up before us as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form, but a comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty. We shall desire in him. He is without. He is despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken of God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. They beat him some more. And they beat him and beat him and they beat him some more as he walked down the road Via Dolorosa. Yeah. They beat him so bad he was beyond recognition.
Yeah.
And then they beat him some more. And they beat him and they beat him. I'm talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
Born in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Reared in Nazareth.
Yes, sir.
Baptized in the Jordan. Perform miracles in a desert place.
Yeah.
Promise a prisoner that he'd be in paradise.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, here they finally beat him so bad until they took him to the old rugged cross.
Yeah.
Now, here's a lie. It ain't in the scriptures. It's an artist's depiction.
Yeah.
But here's a lie. Tell me the time, doctor. Here's the lie. They're gambling for his clothes at the foot of the cross, right?
Yeah.
Every picture that we see, he has on a loincloth. It ain't in the Bible. Nowhere. He was naked. Now, he was naked. And now, let me ask you a question. Y'all remember when the old people would whip you? And they say, I ain't going through all that. Take off all your clothes. Now, if the old folk was going to take off all your clothes during a whipping, what do you think the Roman soldiers cared about Jesus having on a loincloth and they gonna kill him? They gonna kill him, but they gonna leave on a loincloth so that he won't be shamed? If you gonna kill me, I ain't got no shame. He was naked. So, Dennis,
yes, sir.
You like to say my first sermon was a naked truth. There was the naked truth. Because Jesus said, I am truth. And he was naked. Also, here's another lie. There's some folk, and let's face it, some are Democrats and some are Republicans. I'm talking about black folk. Some folk love the president. Now, go from Capitol Hill to Golgotha's Hill. On the left, representing humanity, a thief. On the right, representing humanity, a thief. In the middle, truth. Both thieves are crooks. But everybody ain't crooked. Work with it, work with it. I'm talking about Jesus. He said them seven last sayings that we preachers talk about from the cross. Matter of fact, let me say this. Both us preachers talk about Jesus being gone 2,000 years. That's man's time. God's time, he been gone 2 days. The Bible says 1,000 years is as a day, and a day is like 1,000 years. That's God's time. Man's time, the earth goes around the sun 365 days since it's the last Sunday in the year, and you'll be here Tuesday for Pastor Nathan. Then the moon changes 13 times every year. Even the Milky Way is one way, and the Milky Way in another galaxy is on another way. Let me make it plainer. Some of you all been to a Chinese restaurant? No. To the Chinese, it's year 6,000 and something. You go to another restaurant, it'll say it's 4,000 and something. We say, Anos Dominus, in the year of our Lord, it'll be 2020. Even man is different. So you know God ain't on the same time. So the Bible says, Lord, in Isaiah, Lord, teach us to number our days. This year stuff. I'm talking about Jesus. He died on the cross for us. Angels started peeping over the battlements, started weeping over the battlements of glory, and showered the darkness with the weeping. Old hell enlarged herself and opened a mouth without measure. Demons of damnation sported themselves in hellish glee. Sinai rocked and bellowed. Lebanon shook her frosty tops, and all of her cedars began to groan. Goblins went back 4,000 years and said, we got him now. The grave got up and walked to town. The veil of the temple split in twain. The earth began to reel and rock like a drunk man had an epileptic seizure, a fit on the stomach, threw up and puked the grave back to town. Finally, a centurion says, "Surely, this must be the Son of God." Then they took Jesus and buried him. Well, if you go through the scriptures, nine times, I'm about finished now. Nine times, Jesus said, "I'm going to go. But I'm going to rebuild the temple in 3 days." When the soldiers got up that Sunday morning and saw what they saw, Jesus said, "Well, I'm back." They went and told the chief priest. Now, folk lie, not only in the world, but in the church. Matter of fact, preachers lie. That's why you ought to appreciate Dr. Nathan. Lot of lying going on. Matter of fact, we live by lies. We do. We live by lies. Let me prove it. They took him and they buried him in Joseph's new tomb. Now we live by lies. We got the month of July. That's a lie. God didn't name days, he numbered them. The evening and the morning were the first day. Now, was that a Monday? July. Julius Caesar said, "I want a month named after me, and I want 31 days. So he named it July. August. Augustus Caesar said, "Well, Julius got him up, so I won." So Augustus Caesar named the next month August, and he gave himself 31. September is what month of the year? Nine, but it means seven. September means seven. October is what month of the year? But it means eight. November is what month of the year? It means nine. And December is what month of the year? It means 10. So February, in reality, is the last month of the year. We live by lies. Monday is Moon Day. Tuesday is named after the god for the Norwegians, Tyr. Wednesday is another named after a goddess. Thursday is named after the god Thor, god of thunder. Thor is the son of Tyr and Frey, which is Friday. That's a goddess. Saturday is Saturn's day. And Sunday is Sunday. Monday through Sunday. We live by lies. So the soldiers went to the preachers, chief priests, and say, hey, we got a problem. What we going to do? Chief priests got together. This is the second largest lie. The first largest lie on earth since Adam was, hath not God said that the day that ye eat thereof, ye shall surely die? Lie. Ye shall not surely die, but ye shall be as God. That was a lie. Second lie. Say this. His disciples came by night and stole his body. And if you need us to back you up, we will. And they gave them some money. So Jesus was turned in with 30 pieces of silver, and he was killed over some money. I'm talking about Jesus. So I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living. I know that he is risen. Whatever men may say, I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives.
He lives.
Christ Jesus lives today.
Yeah.
It goes on to say, he walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives. He lives. He lives within my heart. Somebody else wrote, he is Lord.
He is Lord.
He is risen from the dead. And he is Lord. Every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that Christ is Lord of all. So you know what? On Christ, the solid rock, I'll stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. God bless you.
Come on, let's give God praise for the man of God, the word of God. Come on, you can do better than that. Give God praise. What a word. What a word. What a word. What a word. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God today for the man of God. I want to extend